President-elect Donald Trump made immigration reform a huge part of his campaign and the agenda for his first 100 days in office. Trump has promised to end funding to so-called sanctuary cities like Philadelphia and deport millions of unauthorized residents. WHYY's Laura Benchoff spoke to Latino immigrants.
In northeast Philadelphia, Estella Hernandez is sitting in her brightly painted living room near a gurgling fish tank. She says the hardest thing about Donald Trump winning the presidency was seeing her three children react.
The first day when we woke up and saw he won, my kids' reaction was despair.
Hernandez is from Mexico and owns a house cleaning business. She's also undocumented, one of at least 11 million people Trump promised to deport during his campaign. 5 miles south of Hernandez's house, Mexican immigrant and permanent U.S. resident Gerardo Flores dishes out tacos from a small food truck. His biggest worry over a Trump administration is that people without papers who live in dangerous neighborhoods won't feel comfortable talking to police.
We live in communities where there's lots of crime. It would be even harder for people to feel safe if they feel like they can't speak up if that's happening.
That could be the case if Trump makes good on a promise to cut off federal funding to sanctuary cities that limit coordination between police and immigration officials. So far, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney's staff says he is standing behind the city's sanctuary policy. And while Hernandez and Flores both mention fear, they also say they're prepared to organize to keep their families safe and in this country.
Me, personally, from the very same fear that Donald Trump's election causes in me, I also get a lot of courage.
After all, Hernandez says she's lived with the fear of being deported for a long time. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshaw.